You promised. You can imagine a child saying this to his father. You promised to buy me basketball shoes. And the father says, well, I promised to buy you basketball shoes when you made a commitment to be on the basketball team. So until you make that commitment, you're not getting the shoes, right? Jesus tells us to await. He tells his apostles, the disciples, to await the promise of the Father. He's speaking of the Holy Spirit. And in order for them to receive it, they need to ask for it. And when is this promise of the Father given most freely? Well, when we're living out our calling and so recognize our need for this Holy Spirit the most. Bishop Hine has asked all of us to preach about the Go Make Disciples initiative this week. And I think this is what it's all about. Living our calling so that we know our need for the Holy Spirit, and then more fervently beg the Lord to give us what He promised, to pour out His Spirit upon us. The Go Make Disciples initiative is a diocesan-wide initiative about us remembering what the purpose of the church is, to follow the Great Commission of Jesus, His final command to His apostles before He ascended into heaven. As Matthew tells us, He tells them to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them all that I have commanded you. So this is the Great Commission, the mission that Jesus has given to the church, to go make disciples. In other words, to evangelize the world, to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. Nothing short of that satisfies the desire of our Lord Jesus. Now, I know that when we hear the word evangelize, some people get turned off immediately. They think of, maybe to use a few phrases here, Bible thumpers or annoying televangelists or overjealous fundamentalists threatening that people will burn in hell. They think this is what it means to evangelize. That's not what it means. That's not what the church tells us it means to evangelize, at least. It means to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of His saving death and resurrection, that He is the one who has come to reconcile us to the Father, that He is our Savior. In the words of Jesus, to preach repentance for the forgiveness of sins in the name of Jesus. This is what it means to proclaim the gospel. Why? Because we want people to know life in Christ Jesus. Because we have found the pearl of great price, the greatest treasure that there is, and we're not selfish enough to want that only for ourselves. Rather, we desire it for every human being that we meet, made in the image and likeness of God. So to proclaim the gospel, to evangelize, is essential to the life of a disciple. If that's Jesus' great commission, we know it must be essential. So everyone who claims to be a follower of Jesus, conform to His life, must proclaim the gospel. What's important to note, however, is that to be a disciple of Christ means to let the life of Christ live in us. Let Jesus live His life in us. That's how we're able to do this, which by our own human powers we would utterly fail. Jesus promised us, I am with you always to the end of the age. One of the main ways that He is with us to the end of the age is through the outpouring of the gift of His Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the promise of the Father. Okay, so it's essential for the church to evangelize. That's our essential mission. Well, whose job is it in the body of Christ to evangelize? And I know what most people's simple answer is. Not mine. Okay? And that would be an incorrect answer. Okay? It is the essential mission of the church to evangelize, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's what gives the church its meaning, its purpose, and its life, its livelihood. So if we do not do it, what happens? A thing devoid of its purpose, devoid of its essence, withers and dies. Right? So it's essential to the church. But who in the church is it essential to? All of the baptized. Second Vatican Council reminds us very clearly of this. In the very rite of baptism, we hear it. That we share in the mission of Jesus Christ, priest, prophet, and king. Each and every one of the baptized. Now there is a ministerial priesthood, Second Vatican Council reminds us, whose role in the body of Christ is to provide for the needs of the faithful, to sanctify, to teach, and to govern within the church. But the role of the laity, the role of those, in other words, who do not have the ministerial priesthood, is to be engaged in the secular world. The role of the clergy is to equip the faithful, the laity. And I admit we need to do that better. But the role of the laity then is to engage in the world, in your different spheres of expertise, your different spheres of people that you know and meet, to bring the gospel to the furthest corners of our society and of our earth. So you too sanctify and evangelize, proclaiming the truth, and place the temporal order under the rule of Christ the King. Those three roles, Christ, priest, prophet, and king. All of the laity have this function, this purpose in the world. Here's the Second Vatican Council in the decree on the apostolate of the laity. It says there are innumerable opportunities open to the laity for the exercise of their apostolate of evangelization and sanctification. The very testimony of their Christian life and good works done in a supernatural spirit have the power to draw men and women to belief and to God. For the Lord says, "Even so, let your light shine before men, in order that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." However, an apostolate of this kind does not consist only in the witness of one's way of life. A true apostle looks for opportunities to announce Christ by words addressed either to non-believers, with a view to leading them to faith, or to the faithful, with a view to instructing, strengthening, and encouraging them to a more fervent life. For the charity of Christ impels us, it's quoting St. Paul, and the words of the apostle should echo in all hearts, "Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel." Okay, so we evangelize by our way of life, but not only that. Not just by the witness of our lives, but by being attentive to the opportunities that the Holy Spirit opens up and announcing Christ explicitly. Okay? Did you hear when Jesus said that repentance and the forgiveness of sins would be preached in His name? Right? How would they know that what we are doing is in the name of Jesus if we never speak it, if we never proclaim it? Alright, so this word apostolate was included here. You might wonder, what does that mean? Apostolate is a fancy word for some mission. Okay, all the activity of Christ's mystical body, the church, which is directed to the purpose of the church, is an apostolate, right? So you might have the apostolate of teaching the faith. You might feel called and sent to do that. You might have an apostolate to caring for the needy and proclaiming the love of Christ through those actions. We all have to do all these things always, but you might have a particular gift, a particular apostolate in the midst of your world, in the midst of your workplace, in the midst of your home, to further the mission of Christ's church. Each and every one of us is called to be an apostle in that sense, sent into the world with the gift of the Spirit in order to proclaim the gospel. So, this is what the bishop is trying to remind us of, but also hopefully equip us for through the Go Make Disciples initiative. See, but I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to say. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. Okay, and those are good questions. If you have those questions, talk to someone that you see is really living the mission. Talk to them about it. And they will tell you, they will help you know what your gifts are. They will help direct you to where you can put them into action. Right? We have many wonderful disciples in our community. We have many who are living this apostolate, many who are evangelizing. And we have all of us who are still in need to grow in our mission of evangelization, being more bold, more zealous, more open to taking the opportunities that the Holy Spirit puts in front of us. We know how much our world is hurting and how much emptiness there is. And I hope that you have discovered in your lives the true life that we can find in Christ Jesus, who loves us, who has given His life for us, who has promised to pour out His Holy Spirit upon us, who remains with us in the church, in the sacraments, whose teachings guide us to fullness of life. I hope that you've discovered all those things. And our neighbors need to hear the name of Jesus proclaimed. They need to see that we love Him and that we have placed our hope in Him. And they need to be invited to life in Him. It's a daunting task, and maybe we feel like very few in the midst of so many that don't know Christ or maybe have explicitly rejected Christ. Can you imagine what the 12 apostles felt like? So few and so small compared to the task that they had been given. But they spent these 9 days rejoicing in the Lord and praying, saying, You promised to send Your Spirit. And the Lord responded, when you begin to do what your mission is, I will provide the Spirit that you need in order to fulfill it. The Spirit will accompany everything you do. And the Scriptures tell us, their mission, their evangelizing was accompanied by powerful signs of the Holy Spirit. And so we say again today, Father, You promised. And He asks us to go forth, to do our apostolate, to evangelize. And He will fulfill His promise and send this Holy Spirit to each of us.